And welcome, everybody, to episode 635 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Damn it, I was trying to get like a louder belch.
I know, man. What was it? That is one of the weakest belches ever.
That was really pathetic.
It was
the most pathetic belch.
That's a perfect word, man. Pathetic. That was a pathetic belch. But
I am quite ashamed.
I mean, it's probably one of the greatest things that's ever happened on this show, but, you know, still kind of pathetic. But I always make Breakman cry almost every week. Freak Fives in chat, he says, I set your package on fire. Yeah, I bet you did, man. That's the way to do it. I highly recommend that. That's awesome.
Did he do it while singing Great Balls of Fire and dancing around the package?
Yeah, with the piano and like putting his foot up on the keys and you know, stuff like that. That would be pretty awesome, man. We got lots to cover on today's show, including the greatest Genesis game of all time will be revealed at the end of today's show. Plus, we will tell you guys what our picks for next month's tournament. I already got mine in mind. Eric, I think, has his in mind, and I'm not sure about Breakman. Have you thought about what you're going to pick for next month's tournament? Breakman? Do we still have Breakman?
Mm-hmm.
Did we lose Breakman? I think we lost Breakman. Breakman, are you on mute? Or either that or you stepped away to get a beer. Oh, you're there.
Hello?
Have you thought of what your next month's tournament pick is going to be, Break?
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Why don't you think about it during the show, Break, and then we'll get to it later on. How's that sound? Breakman, anything? Bueller.
Breakman. Hello?
Yes, you're here.
Skype's been weird. Okay. It was going fine, and then now it's suddenly not.
I know. I think I jinxed it, man. I think I jinxed it. We'll talk about that when we get to the tournament, guys. So let's just get into the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
All right, we got from RPG site, Game Dex got a date for the PC, and that is on September 16th, and the launch for Steam, Epic, and GOG. And it doesn't say anything about console release because it's, I guess, still too early.
It says it's set to go for the Switch too, but that might be later. I don't know if that's just a site.
Yeah, probably the following year.
Yeah. Game Deck is a dumb name for a game, don't you guys think? I mean, I think that's a bad
choice. It sounds like a generic game system.
Yeah, Game Deck. The 2020 Game Deck brings you games like, you know, whatever. But not Game
That's
Deck.
like the made up game system for a TV show or like the fake Nintendo. Like this plays Super Nintendo and Nintendo games.
Like one
not
of those.
Well, it plays them.
The knockoff systems. You know, it's like welcome to the world of Game Deck. You know, it's like it's such a generic name. I hate that
Hundreds
name.
Hundreds
but...
of games available for not downloaded. they're out there.
Yeah, they're out there somewhere. You gotta find them. It looks okay. It's an isometric RPG, apparently. Kind of like a like a noir cyberpunk type thing. So looks okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, but the Game Deck. I mean, that's what a dumb name. They could have thought of something way more exciting. All right, Break. What do we got next?
Coming to us live from Still Loading, RPG site, Punishing Action RPG, Thymesia, maybe?
Thymesia? I don't know.
Launches in 2021. Whoa, it's 2021 now! Wow!
All right. So apparently not January, February, or March, Breakman, so, you know.
Yeah, they lied to us. Only part of 2021. Thymesia is set in a world ravaged by plague and places players in the shoes of Corvus, a mysterious character with the ability to wield diseases as a weapon. Holy fuck!
Here's your chlamydia.
Oh, no shit. Like, you've got AIDS.
Yeah, here's your man. Your fast-acting AIDS, you know? Like, here's cancer, you know?
I'm going to give you some. I don't hate you, but I don't like you, so I'm going to give you the common cold.
Yeah, you get the common cold. Yeah, exactly. Here's a little bit of autoimmune deficiency, you know? It's like, stupid, man.
So combat is done in real time with emphasis on parries and dodges, where Corvus can also transform into a raven mid-battle and then poop on you, and that's how he transforms.
He, like, goes, ka-ka! And he goes up in the air and he poops on you like a fatality, like a finishing move. That'd be awesome, man.
I'm just going to skip to the bullet points fun here. Yeah. Harness the plague. Seize the disease from gruesome bosses and wield them as weapons. Give them a taste of their own medicine. This is the only way to survive this desolate kingdom. Embrace the raven. Shift into your raven form during battle. Throw your feathers like daggers and execute enemies with the swiftness of a raptor.
It looks like a Bloodborne-type game.
Yeah. Fight your way. Upgrade and modify your basic movements and plague weapons. Build your very own playstyle and prepare for the challenges in your way. Well, that doesn't really say how we can customize anything. Shatter memories. Recover your memories through adventures with different choices you've made and items you've collected. You'll get different endings. Stitch together your own truth. Yeah,
That sounds cool. I mean, it looks okay. Like Eric said, it looks a lot like a Soulsborne type game. But I can't wait to give people rabies. Oh yeah, well take your rabies, and they start foaming at the mouth and, like, you know, trying to bite people, and you know.
And the ultimate, like, the ultimate weapon's COVID-19, of course.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, 500,000 people.
Well, that's just a win button.
Yeah.
The win button. COVID-19 victory.
It's like a summons. Like, COVID is like a summons. So, like, a big old, like, COVID, like you know, a germ, like comes on the screen, like, stomps on people. That'd be awesome, man.
Like those animated germs from the commercials?
Yeah, just like that, that's man. Cool. Big old germ, you know, like a COVID style with the red kind of spokes and, you know, gray spokes and stuff like that. Have you ever seen, like, an up-close, like, microscopic picture of COVID? It looks nasty, man.
No, not COVID. I've seen up-close. What they show us, like, in junior high? I don't remember. They showed us some up-close disease in junior high, but... Like a common cold or some shit like that.
Here's your yeast infection, you know, like stupid shit like that. Freak says, I wonder if they have added COVID-19 to Plague Inc. That's an interesting question, Freak Vibe. I would definitely be interested to see. That's an interesting game, Plague Inc. It's a cool game. I like it. Okay. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Final Fantasy VII. Remastered, now available on Google Play.
Back up a little bit.
What, did I mess up something?
Eight remastered.
Oh, eight. I'm sorry. Eight. I just see numbers and I think of seven because seven's been all over. But apparently eight is now available on Google Play and iOS App Store. So that's cool. Eight's an underrated. It's not my favorite Final Fantasy game, but I do think it's slightly underrated. In my opinion, I think
I'm surprised they haven't done a Stadia announcement, considering all the games that they're paying companies to put it on the platform.
Yeah, it is. I have glasses, Breakman. You son of a bitch. He says I need glasses. How dare you?
You need to put them on.
I need, like, trifocals.
Prescription refilled.
I need new glasses.
You guys are assholes, man. I swear. okay, so 8 is on the mobile platforms, and, you know, there you go. I mean, this is one of the, like, most non-stories ever. Like, we could see that a mile away. Like, that's all Square Enix is.
I think a real story would be how much they charge us for games. Like, how much are they charging for this?
Oh, yeah, it's full price, man. Okay, the game
$21.
Will be $20.99, Eric.
That is ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous. But hey,
if you buy it now, you can get it for $17.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get it for $16.99 till April 4th. So there you go. Actually, it's not a bad game. I don't. $17 is a pill too.
Game, like, no mobile game should be any more than $10.
I agree. I agree. I agree with you.
I'm pretty sure it's cheaper on consoles right now.
I am 100%. I just saw it on sale on PlayStation Network for $7.99. So I don't get this mobile like trying to charge like double the price. It makes no sense.
I wonder if
because they're making money. Because they've been doing this for a long time.
The only thing you can think of other than Square being Square is for the reasoning for this price is maybe they actually fixed the bugs.
Doubtful.
I wouldn't bet on that. No, I bet it's just that they have sold enough numbers that they're like they're pleased with it, so they can get away with it.
Right, right.
Enough people are buying their games at 20 and 17 and whatever dollar amount they're selling them at that it's like, okay, we'll do it.
Freak 5 is exiled. He says, I hate Roman numerals the way conservatives hate Common Core math. How dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. Okay, Eric, you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna let's see. We're okay. It's a Cold Steel story. Cold Steel 3 and 4, The Legend of Heroes. Cold Steel 3 and Trails of Cold Steel 3 and 4, East 8, Lacrimosa of Donna, and East 9, Lost from Nox are coming to Goldoga Stadia because, of course, they are.
Because of course. I mean, this is so dumb, and the pricing is not great on the Stadia. Does anybody own a Stadia? Like, I'm genuinely curious to see if anybody owns Stadia and how it works. So if you're out there listening, even on the archives or listening live in chat, whatever, if you have Google Stadia, let us know how that
paying full price for a retail game that you stream on a device that on a service you're already paying for.
Yeah.
Is this some sort of dietary supplement?
Exactly. Lacrimosa.
This is why Stadia failed, because like you have to buy games.
It's one of those pills they advertise during sporting events, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like Cialis and stuff.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Are you
Stadia
having trouble?
Makes your penis hard. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah. Are you having trouble in the bedroom? Well, try our Lacrimosa of Donna, straight from the Isles of Gibraltar. You know, like they come up with bullshit stories, like for water or pills, like dietary supplements, like, you know,
Fiji water. This is water from Fiji, so we're gonna charge you $5 a bottle.
What? You know what? You know what's funny is Fiji is the only bottled water that I actually like. I can't stand anything else.
Racist conservatism is dead. Well, that's what the Democrat Party is now. They're conservatives.
Yeah, they suck. Okay. All right, there you go. All right, I guess it's my turn next. Who did that? Oh, no, it's Break. Break, you're up next.
Oh, okay. Coming to us live from RPG site, Trails of Skull. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Next
Trails
story.
Of Cold
next,
Steel 3.
Next story.
I just did that one.
Next story, Break.
Sorry.
That's right.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Monster Harvest, released on May 3rd for Nintendo Switch and Steam, June 3rd for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
And Stadia! No Stadia involved in that.
Why would there be a Cialis-type drug on here? Like nothing. there's nothing about penises on this story. It's about monsters and stuff. Yeah. Monster Harvest, a farming sim where you grow mutated crops to fight alongside you in battle. Oh, this is... This is Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight up rip off their plot. I get it.
I mean, it looks cool, but, you know. I mean, it's got that old 8-bit style, you know, but looks okay. I mean, whatever.
Let's completely rip off the plot of Plants vs. Zombies, but hey, whatever.
Yeah. How much does it say how much this game is?
I like Plants vs. Zombies. This is a big plot.
I know. Like, they've shoestrung some plot on there as much as possible. I do not see a price on here.
Freak says Mrs. Freak bought him a new beer to try. Viking's Blood. It's 19%. Jesus Christ. Are you trying to just get fucked up off of one beer? I think that's what it is with Freak 5. He's got such...
How turnt can we get?
like, Freak 5 is such a lush... That he like tries to find like the most content of alcohol in a beer, so he could just like have one beer, you know. I mean, it takes
19% would make me immediately have to go pee.
Yeah,
oh, this is a lot. I gotta go.
Probably make you throw up too, man. Jesus Christ, 19%.
In the bathroom, just farting and stuff.
So I'm guessing 100% alcohol would just kill you.
Yeah, Pretty much,
actually,
man.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
That's basically drinking rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol or moonshine. I don't know if you guys... I've had moonshine.
I've had moonshine before, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life.
You know, you can buy moonshine in Vegas on the Strip. Like, you can have shots of moonshine, like, in your drinks. I mean, it actually is not bad if it's cut with other things, but straight moonshine, man, ugh.
Yeah, I drink straight, like, homemade moonshine, and it was the worst thing I'd ever drank in my life. Like, I felt like my throat closed up and shit.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. He says, Mrs. Freak bought it for me. She's trying to get him. Oh, I see. Mrs. Freak is trying to get her freak on with the Freak 5.
She's got to get you drunk to do it? God,
jeez, man. Everclear is 150%, he says. Yes, Everclear is gross, too. All right, next story comes to us from RPGSite.net. Realms of Antiquity, The Shattered Crown, is a newly developed TI-99/4A retro RPG now available on Steam. So there you go. It costs $20. It actually looks cool. It looks like one of those old, like, Amiga games or... You know, those old school, like, Commodore 64.
I don't think I want to play a game this archaic looking, though.
I agree with you, Eric. I think the time for these type of games is, well past the time of even nostalgia. And I don't think it would be fun. I think it would be a rough experience. But, you know, more power to these people that...
It's $20 to find out if you like it or not.
Yeah, so that's too high of a price, in my opinion. I mean,
I would like to find a TI-99 just to see it run.
Play on a calculator. Oh, my God. Yeah. That would be fucking awesome. Shit, if I could have done that in high school, I would have. Anyway.
Freak says, no, she didn't. Maybe she wants me to pass out in my recliner so I don't come... to bed to sleep and wake her up with my story. Oh, that's probably a better. That, you know, it's Occam.
Groping and stuff like that. Yeah,
awkward groping and sexual harassment that comes her way. You
honey,
know.
You broke me in your sleep again. I wasn't sleeping.
That's probably like Occam's razor, you know, usually the more plausible scenario. So, yeah, you're right, Freak 5. She just wants you to pass out, not in her bed. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, Eric.
Or in the bathroom, because if you're in the bathroom the next morning, she's going to be pissed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, you're next.
All right. From RPG site, we've got a game called... let me load it first. It's taking a while. But Sachibato, President, it's time for battle. Maju Wars.
Yeah, the full title is Sachibato, President, It's Time for Battle, Maju Wars. I mean, holy man. I mean,
they'll launch on Steam on October or March 30th. And
is this like a bad translation or something?
No, that is the title of the game, which is based on the anime of the same name.
Wow.
Whoa, wow. There's an anime by this name, too? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that like their way of getting noticed, is to give this the most outrageous name they could find or something?
Yeah, probably.
It's probably a light novel, so it's probably... that's why it's got a weird title.
You might like this game, Break. It's a roguelike.
It looks decently made, at least.
It does. It looks really pretty. And I was going to say, I'm very impressed with the visuals on this game. It looks.
Anyways, additionally, Neptune from Hyperdimension Neptunia will be available as paid DLC bonus character.
Ooh, paid DLC. Yay. Just what everybody loves to hear. Paid DLC.
For those who buy Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 1 on Steam alongside this game, or who already own it, you can get an additional 10% off the game.
Huh. Well, that's cool. That's nice, 10%. I mean, pays for the taxes, I guess. But all right, anything
and
else?
It's really cheap right now, probably.
Yeah. Anything else on this, Eric?
No.
Like I said, the visuals look really, really pretty on this game. Like, it looks like a well put together game. I don't know if it's going to be good, but it looks pretty and it looks fun. So
I'm sure the anime isn't that great.
yeah, I'm sure. All right, Break, you're up next.
Yeah, like they, because if it was, you'd think they'd try and give it a name that would sell more or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably just like a name to get your attention. Coming to us live from RPG Site. All the exclusive RPGs available on PlayStation Network for PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PSP, and Vita. Wow. Okay.
What's a Vita?
I don't know. deep down, we all know that it was going to happen eventually. It's been reported by The Gamer that Sony Interactive Entertainment will be shutting down the PlayStation Network storefront for PlayStation Portable.
That's a great system, man. And the Vita was good, too.
I'm going to need to rebuy some games that I only have digital versions of now because I won't be able to access them later if I don't get them.
Yeah. So PlayStation Vita and the PlayStation 3. So all those are losing access. This has immediate consequences if competing games available service are not available. Not playable on modern platforms. Even through backwards compatibility or ports, which means that there are numerous games that will no longer be available for purchase once their storefronts are down. Yeesh. On this website, our first thought is I should probably buy some PSP games then. On our first thought is, of course, for role-playing games, fans now have a chance to purchase and download certain games on these platforms before they disappear forever.
We don't know if they're going to let you be able to download it through your purchase history either, so you might want to keep it on the hard drive.
Okay. Each category is sorted alphabetically and includes English version releases only from North America PlayStation Network. The initial report suggests PlayStation Plus, or I'm sorry, PSP and PS3 games will be taken down on July 2nd. Pour one out. While the PS Vita gets a slightly stay of execution. Why? Until August 27th. What, the least popular of the three gets the longest stay of execution.
I know.
But... Well, it wasn't the least popular. It was the least supported by Sony.
Sales-wise, though, didn't... I mean, well, I don't know. I don't know sales.
They did not top PSPs, but it doesn't mean it wasn't... It wasn't profitable. It was profitable. Just
well, I didn't say that. No, I just meant that they didn't sell as many of those as they did of the PSP.
Nowhere.
But they're also newer, so it makes more sense that it went last.
But then again, they like you said, they stopped supporting it forever ago.
Yeah, I don't blame them for doing that actually, because that I mean that's going to stoke interest in all those games going forward for you know.
There is a long list of exclusives, too.
There is.
I'll just give you a few from some of the systems here. From the original PlayStation, they have Dark Dalad Trilogy, Breath of Fire 4, Alundra, let's see here, Mega Man Legends 2, Wild Arms 1 and 2, Xenogears. That's a fantastic game.
I still find it weird that the PS3 version of Breath of Fire 3 was never made available on PSN.
You know, if I'm looking at this list, and you guys might want to pick up Persona 2 and Suikoden 2.
Shin Megami Tensei, all of them on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah,
Suikoden 3 and 4. On the PlayStation 3, we have Disgaea 2 and 3, Battle Princess of Arcadias, Hyper Dimension Neptunia. Let me see what else. Tales of Xillia 1 and 2. Yakuza Dead Souls. I mean, so there's a bunch of games here, and obviously I don't think we need to talk about the PSP because obviously none of those games came in on anything else really.
Yeah,
too many of them didn't.
I mean, all the ones listed here do have discs versions, but there are some exclusive ones that were digital only.
Yeah.
So those are
that's sad.
It's real sad actually. But you know what? If you're listening to the show, most likely you have most of these games anyways. Like I had, looking at this list, I probably had a good 95% of these games at one point or another. So you know,
at least Brandish is on PC, so there's an option for you.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So it's kind of sad in a way, but I fully understand. I mean, you can't support
and
all
of
these
course,
systems
but
forever.
This affects the Japanese network, too. So there's a ton of games, and we'll put this link in chat. And if you're listening on the podcast, sorry?
Just go to RPG site and look up the story. That's all, you know, about the PlayStation beating. And they have them all listed if you didn't catch them all. So
sad news.
Yeah.
You know what pissed me off? That Brandish the Dark Remnant apparently did get a physical release in Europe.
Interesting. All right,
let's track down a PSP disc of that.
Let's move on to the last story. Last story for the day. It comes to us from RPGsite.net. Experience announces new dungeon crawler Manyu for Nintendo Switch. So the Demon Gaze and Stranger of Sword City.
Dumb name day or, something.
I know the developer and publisher's Experience, but they did Demon Gaze and Stranger of Sword City.
You don't even know the fuck Manyu means, so shut up.
Manyu, what does
it mean?
Manyu
something?
Mean?
I thought it was a made up word.
It looks like a made up word.
It's a Japanese word.
What is it, Eric? Do you know?
I don't know what it is. All I know is it's a Japanese word because its syllables are that.
Manyu. First-person dungeon crawler set for release on Nintendo Switch this summer in Japan. Official website. According to a translation, the game's full official title is Monster Wo Taoshite Tsuyo Ken Ya Yori Wo Te Ni Shinasai. Yushi Tai Gai Mao Wo Tasu Sono Hi Wo Shinajimatsu, which literally translates to defeat monsters to get strong swords and armor. We believe in the day.
Manyu is a made up word because it's a combination of the words. I heard it when you were saying it.
Yeah.
But it's still two words.
It's a made up word, so.
Yeah, take that, Eric. We believe in the day the heroes will defeat the demon lord. The game is officially abbreviated at. Oh, see, it's an abbreviation. It is a made up word. Game features character.
Three! Woohoo! We won.
Frank
and we won the nothing. High five.
It's made up. It's about as. It's a truncation of two words, so it's not quite made up.
Yeah. I know.
It's still made up.
Shit.
The game features character designs by Mota. Ooh, man, smoking the Mota, man. And monster designs by Akafumi Yamamoto, who both worked on the 2009 Japanese-only DS RPG Seventh Dragon. Teaser can be found below, and just a teaser. That's all. All words are made up, Freak 5 says. See? So, technically, Breakman is right.
Safe word.
Safe word. Safe
somebody
word.
We had to keep somebody had to think, hey, let's call it this thing.
You know what Breakman's safe word for tonight with Mrs. Breakman's going to be? It's going to be Manyu.
Yeah.
All right. That is. Son of
no,
a
get off, or get off me.
Right.
I like how Experience finally made a game that looks a little chibi.
Yeah. It looks cool. It looks okay, you know. It looks sort of like, to me, like the character designs. It looks like the same, it probably isn't the same artist that did the Final Fantasy Chronicles artwork type deal, but whatever.
It looks more to me like Final Fantasy Tactics.
It looks like they hired somebody from Idea Factory.
Yeah. Freak says, there was a point in time when someone made up the word word. Yeah, exactly.
And that damn asshole, I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, there was a point in time when people just...
The word beer is made up.
I mean, there was a... There was also a point in time when people shit standing up, Freak 5, you know? I mean, there's that, so...
Like just walking down the street, just take shit like a horse or something?
Yeah, exactly. Don't
walk too close behind anybody.
Haven't you ever seen Quest for Fire, Breakman? Jesus Christ, man. Come on now.
No, that's Frank's legacy.
How dare you, Eric? Freak says, I am on my food quest. I'm picking up Arby's. Enjoy
I'm basically saying that Frank is Prometheus.
How dare you?
Why do you hate your stomach?
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy your diarrhea, Freak 5. I actually like Arby's. I just can't eat it. It does upset me.
I used to, but like the last time I went there, it was
as
like...
As long as it's anything other than a roast beef sandwich, I'll eat Arby's.
What were you saying, Break?
Their roast beef doesn't taste good anymore. There's something up with it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I like their beef and cheddars, but, you know.
I used to get like their junior roast beefs or their regular roast beef like all the time, but last time I got one, it was like, ugh. What's up with this? Maybe I just got a bad batch, but then I went back and got another that was like...
Yeah. I think if you go to a restaurant 2-3 times in a row and you have the same experience, you can expect the same, you know, in the future.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Exactly.
I wouldn't trust it, Breakman. I haven't been to Arby's in a long time. Yeah, probably a year or more, but... All right.
I don't have a single list, but I do have something that I think it's worth mentioning.
Okay, put it down, Eric, and we'll get to it. But right now, it's time for homie discounts. Actually, you know, in our ongoing effort to save you all money, especially on the PlayStation Plus membership, that CD Keys link is now down to $25 a year. So if you guys want to...
Damn, it keeps going down?
It went down, man. Eric just...
That is ridiculous. No deals ever go down. They always go, like, the price gets higher. Yep. Like, that's...
It's crazy, and I've used three or four codes.
As soon as Biden got elected, gas gradually went up.
Yeah. I've bought a couple of these codes and they work. They're just fine. There's no problems, no issues. I recommend it. I mean, $25 instead of 70 or 60, that's a big savings. So I went ahead and bought another year, so I'll be good through 2025 on PlayStation Plus, man. Let's see. Preak says, I'm getting the Smokehouse Brisket, but their Chicken Bacon Swiss is awesome. I think bread kind of doesn't agree with me very much. And also, their beef, I think Break is right. Like, their beef started to give my stomach issues.
Do you know you can get cauliflower bread?
Yeah. What? Yeah, cauliflower bread. I've heard of it. Yeah. Yeah, Bernie says she wants to try that. Dungeon Like a Ninja snuck into chat. He says, I love these PS Plus deals. Now I don't have to wait for Black Friday anymore. Honestly, Dungeon, I've been the guinea pig. I bought three or four codes from CD Keys, and I've never had an issue. So, you know, it's really, really a good deal. I mean, $25 is... I mean, I don't think we should have... But the fact that they give you free games is cool. And we still don't have an announcement on what the new games for April is, but, you know, I don't think you should have to pay to go online, but, you know, the free games kind of make up for it a little bit too. So there you go. I picked up one from eBay too, and it worked fine. Yeah, there you go. Was it CD Keys Dungeon or just on it. eBay?
Probably just a seller.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, should I play your music?
I'm busy now. I'm looking at the... Oh, yeah. Go with those. Trying to do some shopping, jeez.
All right, dear Breakman, I never knew, Breakman, that cowbell goes so well with harp. Just wanted to say that, but there
me
you go.
Neither. It is amazing.
Yeah. Really Dungeon is. Says, just a seller, but I'll look up CD Keys now. Yeah, Dungeon, it's $25, dude, just over 25. That's a steal. I'm now that I bought today's code, I'll be good through 2025 on PlayStation. So there you go. All right.
They have Overwatch from Switch for 48% off.
Yeah, they have some good deals. CD Keys has some really good deals. All right, Breakman, what you got?
Anyway, coming to us live from Freak. He says, dear Breakman, during tornadoes at work, we are directed to shelter in the bathrooms. Why is your company trying to kill you? Is it okay to take a stall by myself to take a shit while my coworkers are stuffed in the bathroom because of a tornado? This may be your easiest question. Of course it is. Of course.
I would say...
It's not your fault that they're in the bathroom with you.
I mean...
It's not your fault that the fire alarm went off or that there's a tornado or the world around you falling apart. You gotta take a shit.
There's... Yeah, exactly. I think there's a caveat to this, though. Like, if there's, like, you know, maybe some hot coworkers, you might invite them into your stall. You know what I'm saying? I mean, get a little, end of the world action.
The kind of hot coworkers that like you taking a shit in front of them, if you're into that,
some people are into that. I was just about ready to say, Breakman, you know?
I know, but those... Can't trust those people. Oh, I'm sorry. Would I say all that? My bad. Anyway, let me see here. Why the bathroom? Like, why would you send people to a room they can easily escape through the rafters, you know? Obviously, if there's a terrorist invading your office, that's the place you want to go so you can get into the rafters. But for a tornado? Man, shouldn't they have, sent you to the first floor and then made the managers surround you with their bodies to protect you?
Yeah, in case of tornadoes, managers will form a wall. This is interesting because most places it's this way, Breakman. Like, if you go to the Denver International Airport, the shelters are all in the bathroom. They're all in the bathroom. Like, it says, tornado shelter here, and it's, like, points to the bathroom. It's weird, but there must be, like, some weird...
It's better than the way it was in school. In school, it was go out in the hallway and duck.
Yeah.
And you just put your head down and cover up by the locker.
Go underneath your desk.
Will this protect us from a tornado? No.
No, but...
Not even slightly. Why are we doing it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm married. I'm not going in to invite a hot coworker into a stop. Why not, Freak Five? If it's going to be your last time on Earth, man. I mean, come on. Think outside the box. I'm sure Mrs. Freak would feel just fine with that because she would probably do the same. So there you go. What else you got, Break?
Let's see. Oh, you can save... 14% on Animal Crossing. Wow, they've jacked the price up though, because that's only $59.29 on sale.
Only $59.29. The bathrooms are all internal, so no windows or outside walls, and they are on the first floor. Yeah, see that's how
do they have those what do you call that ceiling? The drop ceiling. They have the drop down ceiling.
Oh, drop ceilings.
Easily,
yeah.
Push those panels out of the way and sneak up and wrap. Like what? Don't you people learn anything? Like, don't you people watch Die Hard? Like, jeez.
I know, man. Die Hard is like, you know.
What we need is we need to have our designated nuclear blast refrigerator, because that will definitely protect us.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, Indiana Jones proved that 100%. Although I think in Fallout, there was a refrigerator. Wasn't there a Breakman, a fridge that had Indiana Jones bones? With
a dead body in it, yeah. I don't remember if it was, like, specifically him, but it was a dead body in it.
Well, then they had a dead body in a fedora. I mean, that's kind of...
Oh, maybe. I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember exactly, okay?
Yeah. How do I remember that and you don't? And you played the shit out of Fallout, Breakman. How dare you?
Well, right, I was busy trying to bang everybody.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you a pass, man. All right, what else have you? What else you got on the?
Let me see here. You got to be careful. What kind of coworkers you get locked in the bathroom with, though, because you know there are those coworkers that might want to like throw some water, rolled up water paper towels on you, or maybe dump a bucket of water on the toilet paper so you can't really use it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying that I would do that.
Well, and you definitely don't want to be caught with the postal ones, you know, the ones that go postal, those employees that you know are just on the edge of going postal. You know, everybody's had those coworkers that you're just like, ooh, I'm not sure about this one, you know?
I don't want to be locked in the bathroom with this guy or the guy over there who's never washed his hands. Yeah, we've watched you walk out of the bathroom without washing your hands, buddy. That's right.
Weiland says they have you head to the bathroom so you can smell the rapture coming as well.
So the rapture smells like shit then?
Yeah, it smells like a sewer. Yeah. It
smells like rotten egg shit. Like you ate, like it's the day after Easter and you ate like a dozen hard-boiled eggs.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like the rapture comes, everybody is in these shelters in the bathroom, and like Jesus just walks in and he's like,
hey,
what's that smell? You know, it's like, oh, that's right. You don't know what bathrooms are. You aren't from this time. You know, it's like one of those things.
Oh, yeah. You used to shit in a hole, didn't you?
Yeah. They dug holes, man. Outhouses and shit, you know. All right. What else you got, Break? Anything else?
No, I think that's given some good advice.
Yeah, I think so, man. You know, I think you always give good advice. If you want to give a question to Breakman at RP Grinders.
Oh, but that does remind me too. Always, if this happens, you should always have something with you at all times, like in your desk at work, as a nose guard. You know, if you're forced to go in the bathroom, somebody else is taking a shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, no, like one of those things that pinches your nose so that, but then you're breathing through your mouth, man. Ugh.
No, you can get like a mask with a filter on it.
Oh, that's true. You can get an N95 filter mask. Okay. Yeah. I see how you're, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. There you go. All right. Anything else, Break?
Well, if you're really hardcore, you get a gas mask.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, obviously. I mean, that has multiple uses. You could turn a gas mask into a wicked bong, man. And those are awesome. So, there you go.
How do you find ways to turn everything into a bong?
That's my next book coming out, Breakman. How to turn... I turned an apple into a bong. That was cool. Yeah, or little pipe, you know. That is cool and works, huh, Bernie? Bernie can attest that actually works.
I smoked the apple.
Yeah, see, Bernie smoked weed from an apple. So there you go. It was like very Adam and Eve.
It was very apple-y.
Yeah, it does. It makes it taste like apples. It's good.
Is this a granny's apple or?
See, you got to pick the right apple. Like I picked a sweet apple, like a Gala apple. But if you did like a Granny Smith, it would have more of a sour taste. You don't want that. You want more of a sweet taste to go with the. Oh, look who's in chat. MXT shows up. Barbie Grinder's favorite son has arrived, he says. So there you go. Anything else, Break?
No, I had a smart artist come back, but then I was thinking about it, and I'm like, well, then I'd be offending everybody else if I said that. So never mind.
You don't want to set yourself up with your setup, is what you're saying,
yes.
Break, man. Okay,
yes.
There you go. Let me tell you, Rutherford B. Branches, dude, I'm here to partray, I guess. Partay. Okay. All right, MXD. Hopefully keep
Rutherford
the party going on in chat.
B. Branches?
Yeah, I know. Rutherford B. Branches. Man, he's from the 50s, MXD. You got to give him some slack. Okay, here we go. Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Not Rutherford. That's a name you don't hear often. I
don't think I've ever heard anybody's name actually be Rutherford, except for Rutherford B. Hayes, the president.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you're right. Like I've always associated it as a rich person's name, but then again, like I think about that, you're right. I can't think of anybody else but him.
Rutherford.
Just that one dude.
If anybody is named that, they've probably legally changed it already.
Rutherford B. Hayes III. You know, like
or they go by their middle name. You know. Voidy.
Yeah. Exactly. What is Rutherford B. Hayes' middle name, I wonder?
Butthole?
Butthole?
Yeah.
Rutherford Butthole Hayes. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
No wonder he went by Rutherford.
Yeah. Apparently,
if I had an option, Butthole or Rutherford, I guess.
I think I'd take Butthole over Rutherford, actually, but whatever. People call me an asshole all the time, so what difference would that make? Apparently, I got something from Break here in the... from Freak. I'm sorry. I was looking at Freak Break's name in chat,
man,
I think.
You're doing this again. You did this last week. You were confusing the two of us. Like, is this... Is it time, Frank? Do we have to have that test on?
Yeah, it's time for that dementia test, man. I'm reading Freak's... I don't want to read your DM, Freak, but that's funny, dude. Like, that's actually pretty awesome. I've done that, so there you go. You know, I don't even know if he wants me to talk about what he put in chat there, but whatever. Not chat, but in my DM. But anyways, what else you been? What you been up to, Break? What you been playing?
What I've been playing. Oh, okay. More Far Cry 4. The game is so fucking awesome. There's just so many fun things.
It's
so
fun.
Many ways to travel throughout the environment. Like
Far Cry 4 is awesome, man. Like yeah. it's just. I mean, it all those Far Cry games are there. I think that's an criminally underrated series, man. Like they're just stupid fun. Like you can just do almost anything. It's just fun. It's like those what is that, Saints Row games? Those are fun as fuck
it's
too.
Sort of
man.
Like that, but a more serious take on it. And but it's just I don't know. It's hard to explain how interactive it feels. Like it does feel like you're really in this mountain world and you can go really anywhere if you've got the right tools. Like you got a grappling hook to climb up the side of mountains, or like little mini gyrocopters, hovercrafts, shit like that, just all over the environment. My favorite thing to ride on though is the elephant so far. Love fucking running people over with an elephant. Oh, elephant, run away! No, you're not.
Smash. Yeah. And elephants are fast, man. They're a lot faster than people give them credit for, man.
Good swimmers, too.
Yeah.
And that translates into the game. That's one of those things I think is really cool in the games, like the animal interactions in it. Like, I saw a herd of wolves hunting down a goat, stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's
there's...
cool.
There's little like touches in those games that you don't normally see in a lot of games. It's really cool. Let me get caught up on chat here. Freak says he's been playing Goblin Sword, Catan, not Shakan. You should be playing Shakan, man. And Leisure Suit Larry, Wet Dreams Don't Dry on the Switch. Yeah. I didn't read it, Freak 5, so there you go. MXT says, I like Far Cry 5. The expansion wasn't too great. Yeah, the expansion's not great, but...
But I'll probably get to 5 by the time 7 comes out.
You know, you can beat Far Cry 5 in like 5 minutes. Like, literally, wow. You can beat that game in 5 minutes. It's the
I
same
like
with...
how it's given like a detailed tracker of how far I am in the game every time I start it. You are at, like, I think 28 point something percent. Like, yeah. 28.25%. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Wyland says, the only thing I played this week has been Attack from Mars Pinball. Ooh, that sounds cool. Dungeon said he finally finished Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I don't ever want to see another bike stage. Oh, yeah. I have yet to delve into Final Fantasy VII Dungeon, but I've been busy with games I'll speak about in a minute. MXT says, I've been trying the RE2 remake, just finished Claire's B scenario. Now trying to decide if I want to do the other two or start RE3. Do the other two. RE3 is not as good as a game as RE2, MXT. What else? Break.
I wonder how the remake of RE3 is, because there are interesting ideas in 3, especially the Nemesis, how he wasn't hampered by doors, for instance. You know, that was something at that point, if you're afraid of something, just go through a door and run away.
Yeah.
The Nemesis is like, no, I don't care about load screens. I'm still after your ass.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Oh. MXT says, how can you do it in 5 minutes? LOL, I never knew that. I think if it's what I'm remembering, MXT, 4 and 5. Like, 4, if you just don't do anything for, like, 10 minutes, the game ends. Same thing with 5, if you don't arrest that dude at the very beginning, if you don't arrest him, then, you know, then the game ends as well. In Far Cry 5, it's at the very start. Yep. Yep, you're right, Dungeon. You remembered correctly. RE3 was my favorite RE, probably because I played it first. Yeah, the problem with that, MXT, is they took good chunks of RE3 out, which was very disappointing. And it's a lot shorter than what it should be. So there you go. No, don't shoot him. Just don't arrest him. But that's how you do that. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
For the last weekend, Mario 35.
Oh,
Mario
yeah.
35.
Yeah, it's
almost
away.
Over with. Sad days. It's a fun game. I quite enjoy it.
Yeah. Are they going to bring it back, do you think, later? Or, you know,
who
maybe
knows?
Have like
I don't know. Maybe for a 40th anniversary, maybe it'll do something similar. But I just don't see them doing this specific game ever again.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, specifically, you know, 35 for the 35th anniversary. And just,
Yeah.
I don't
That's
know.
A shame. You would think they would make a lot of money with that game by selling it, you know?
It's fun. I love, like, killing enemies and sending them over to some guy who's just got it shrank down the regular size Mario and knowing it screwed him over and cackling all the way.
Yeah. You're a son of a bitch when it comes to competitiveness, man.
When it comes to screwing people over.
You're exactly the player I hated to play against, like when I was playing games like Halo and, you know, other shit like that, man. You're, like, laughing at me, like, getting shot within, like, 1 second of spawning and, you know, shit like that. Okay, Freak says, Leisure Shoot Larry seemed tame compared to earlier ones, but it was amusing. Dungeon said, it's like one of the ways of the samurai games. If you walk away from where you're supposed to adventure in, the game gives you an ending. Yep. It's so funny. Damn it, I want a Final Fantasy VIII remake. It's down. I guarantee they're going to make one, MXT. I wish they would do 9 rather than 8, but because 9 is a great game. Dunn says, I couldn't stand the story in Far Cry 5, but the activities were a lot of fun. The story was kind of weak, but if you play that game to the end, Dungeon, like, it sort of makes sense, man. Like, I don't know. I didn't hate it.
If the gameplay is better than in 4, I won't give a shit about the story that much. Yeah. As long as the gameplay is that fucking... It's just amazing.
Far Cry 5 looks
so fun.
Yeah, for sure. All right, anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, I just want to get a rocket launcher and blow something up again.
Yeah.
It's good times.
All right, Eric.
I need to get a fucking harpoon because those goddamn fish are pissing me off, though. Every time I go for a swim, some giant fish wants to eat me.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up. What you been playing?
Just some more Bravely Sick and Like a Dragon. That's it.
Yeah, that's it? That's unusual for you. You mean I played more video games than you this week, Eric?
I had to work 10 hours. Mm.
Yeah, that would do it, man, for sure. All right. I played Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, a little chunk of that. I'm enjoying what I've played so far of that game. It's definitely different. It's a very pretty game, but very drab. It's not very colorful. So, you know, whatever. Let's see. Dungeon says the ending wasn't actually one of the things I didn't care for. I like the cult leader guy in 5. MXT says, Dungeon says, but getting there was great. I wanted to just end him. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. You know, so trolly the guy was, yeah. Okay.
So he's Handsome Jack?
Basically. Yeah, pretty much, man. Probably worse than Handsome Jack. Handsome Jack was a son of a bitch, but anyways.
Like, he was so funny in some of his taunting and shit like that. And when you get to play him as, the bad guy, he is such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Even as the hero of the game, he is a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
Fucking hilarious.
Eric, MXT says back in his day, he worked 15-hour days, so why are you bitching? That's basically what he's saying. Before that, Pansy FDR helped pass labor laws, MXT says. Dungeon says, you know, MXT actually knows a lot of history, man, especially Roman history for some weird reason, but he knows a lot of American history, too. Dungeon says, Handsome Jack was great. I can respect Handsome Jack. Yeah, yeah, he's definitely fun, but he's still a son of a bitch. All right, also, I played Kingdom Come Deliverance, the Royal Edition. Which includes all the DLC, which is a better deal. I think I got it for $14-15. That's a really good deal in that game. That game is so far really good. I like both Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, but the reason I put down Kingdom Come is because basically first mission, I get thrown in jail for trying to pick a lock, and the jail caught on fire and I died. So I was like, really? That's how I fucking spent my time in Kingdom Come Deliverance. I mean, first fucking mission, I go and like I know I did a dumb thing, but I thought they were just going to throw me in jail and I would like get out the next day. But no, got thrown in jail and the jail caught on fire and I died. And the game said, you died, the end. And I was like, oh, that sucks.
Wow, that sucks, yeah.
So I turned that off and I went to Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice and whatever. And I also played a game called Maquette. And Maquette is an interesting game. It was one of the freebies for PlayStation Plus on the PS5, I believe, of all things. But it's a puzzle game. Has a little weak story about a couple that get together and, you know, kind of like grow apart, I guess, is what they're trying to get at. But that's not the main part of the game. The main part of the game is just solving these weird perspective puzzles and... I don't know. It's a fun game. I beat the game, so I'll have a review for it in just a little bit, which leads us to...
RP Grinders reviews.
All right. No reviews from Eric this week. Break, did you have anything?
I'm trying to think. What have I watched? No. I mean, unless you wanted to talk... What are you reviewing?
I'm going to be reviewing a movie called Spontaneous, a movie called Mom and Dad, and the game Maquette. So those are my reviews.
That's cool. I got nothing. I'm good then.
All right. Let me get caught up on chat here before I do that. Freak says, back in Frank's day, they worked when it was light out and slept when it got dark. This was before we started tracking time. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Dungeon says it was more like Handsome Jackass. I love that, Dungeon. MXT says, New Dawn kind of hurt 5. Basically, the Spice Girls took over the world after 5. Yeah, I know the DLC was kind of weak for that game, man. But, I mean, it's still okay. I mean, what do you expect, man? Main bad guy from 5 was basically proven right. That is true. And then Dungeon's Break's talking about played as crap trap. Claptrap. Claptrap is awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah, I did watch the second episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I did not. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but just tell me, is it good or bad?
It's good. They finally, they're together for most of this episode.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to watch it. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
For anybody that saw the first episode, you know, like they were never together at once.
Yeah.
All on the first episode. But the second episode, they get together really quick.
And let's see.
Most episode.
Dungeon says, also, Kingdom Come is great. It ran like garbage on my PS4, but I still liked it enough to push through. It was great going from a pansy peasant to armored monster. The thing is, Dungeon, I went from pansy peasant to dead pansy peasant. That's what happened to me. And I did get to throw shit on the side of a wall, which was fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was. It's more of a down-to-earth RPG, no magic, no dragons or anything like that. It's kind of a historical, kind of realistic RPG more than anything. So, it's good. Let's see. I haven't seen episode. I didn't either. But I did like the first episode, Freak 5, of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. U.S. Agent is better than Captain America, MXT. How dare you, MXT. But oh man, the opening of the first episode I want to see on a movie screen. Yeah, I agree, Freak 5. It had a really good beginning. Really, really
big
good beginning.
Big budget action sequence.
Yes, yeah. It was awesome. It was great. But anyways, let me get to my reviews. I mentioned Maquette. Let's get to that first. Like I said, it's a puzzle game with, perspective type puzzles. It's basically The Witness Lite. I don't know if anybody's ever played The Witness. The Witness is a very obtuse puzzle game, and that's all you do is solve a bunch of obtuse puzzles. Maquette's basically the same kind of concept. It's not as much obtuse as you just have to look at perspective and figure out things that way. But it's not very hard. And I got stuck on a couple of puzzles, but there's always mock-ups on Twitter and, stuff that you can look at to get past puzzles, but it's a fun game. It's not very long. I beat the whole game in probably less than 2 hours. One sitting, you could probably go through Maquette, especially if you have a walkthrough, handy with you. So, there you go. Let's see. That's Frank talking about this. How dare you, Freak 5? MXT says, I watched the Snyder Cut of Justice League. I really liked it, but damn, it was long, and I had to split it up.
I split it into two different days.
Breakman is exiled. Let's see. Dungeon says, me too, I liked it, but wow, I needed breaks. How about Peacock editing WWE footage, MXT
says?
They
do nicely set it up for you to take breaks. I think there are like 6 edits in there.
Dungeon says you're
six, six stops. Like, this is part one, part two, part three.
Yeah, I think it's, isn't it four parts? I thought
four,
it was
four, maybe something like that. But it splits them up. So
it's six parts.
Kind of stop.
Oh shit!
I thought it was
parts.
Six. Dang.
Five parts and an epilogue.
Yeah.
Dungeon called you a Snyder Cut, Breakman. So there you go.
No, that's true. I feel blessed.
MXT says they edited WrestleMania 6 when Piper had that really bad sunburn. Oh my god, he's talking about when Piper put on half a blackface, and then Vince and John Cena had a promo in which Vince said the N-word. Yeah, they did. They've been editing a lot of that stuff, which I think they should. What is the point of that?
It's not like historical fiction where cutting out the word would have significant ramifications for the rest of the story.
Yeah,
like Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds less like an inclusion and more like, we don't want the proof of this being out there.
Yeah.
No, Vince never said that. What are you talking about?
I saw that live when he said that, man. That was so cringe. I was like, if people didn't think Vince McMahon was a racist before, that this will cement it. He most definitely is. Big Trump supporter, too. Him and his wife.
Doesn't he support Trump? Yeah.
Yeah, him and his wife. They haven't made it to censoring the attitude area yet, but they will. Oh, dude, they definitely will, NXT.
That's immediately what I was thinking of, 80s and 90s. I was like, there's so many offensive stereotypes in the 80s and in the 90s, like misogyny ran rampant.
Yep.
Like,
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of, trying to whitewash history.
Oh yeah, there always is. I mean, look at what the Republicans are doing now with voting rights, man. They're trying just to erase.
Can't we all
people.
Just admit these things happen? Like, maybe we're not proud of them.
Yeah.
Maybe we were wrong at the time. We didn't realize we were wrong, and it's.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. So Maquette, I'm gonna give a solid 7 out of 10. I think it's well worth your time, especially if you're a PS Plus subscriber. They gave it to you free for the rest of this month, so you're going to want to pick up that real quick, depending on when you're listening. If you haven't already, just add it to your library. And it's a good time, you know, a couple hours of just figuring out puzzles. It's not the normal, you know, run-and-shoot type game, which, you know, every once in a while you need to cleanse your palate with. So I highly recommend it. 7 out of 10. It's a good game. It's not great by any stretch. Definitely not as good as The Witness, but it's along those lines. So if you like The Witness, you'll definitely like Maquette. It's worth a playthrough. All right.
Speaking of The Witness, is one of the free games that Sony's offering as Play at Home Initiative.
I definitely recommend getting that game. That game is awesome. It is awesome. I love The Witness. The only thing is the end gets a little tricky because you have to know how to do all the techniques in that game and apply them at the end of the game to get like a better ending, and I couldn't do it even with the walkthrough because it's like randomized, so you'll do different puzzles at the end, and it's just really difficult for me.
I was gonna say, other than the randomized, that kind of sounds like a Mega Man game. It's like, yeah, that's basically what you're doing when you get to the Wily levels is they're using all the skills you mastered to get.
Yeah, this is a little different though because it's more obtuse break. Like. When you learn techniques in video games, like they'll usually stick with you. Like learning, like for instance, Demon's Souls is more of a, you know, block and attack type game. Well, when you get to like Bloodborne or some of the Dark Souls games, it's more dodgy.
Run away and scream.
Yeah, well, they encourage offense, you know. So you're like, you know, if you're more offensive, like you can get a lot of your health back and stuff like that. You're not necessarily dodging as much. You're definitely not blocking because there's no block mechanic. So they really encourage you to go after it in those games. So, you know,
block mechanic.
There's a pairing mechanic.
What's that?
Oh, there's pairing. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, pairing. Yeah.
Shoot an enemy with your gun at the right time, then they get stunned, and you can do a visceral.
Yep. Yep, those are good.
Or you could just attack them because sometimes it's actually more.
Yeah,
efficient.
They're not. See, those are intuitive things that you learn as you progress in like Bloodborne and other games like that.
It really depends on how strong your skill setting is. The higher your skill is, the more visceral damage you'll do.
Yeah, but a game like The Witness is more heady and obtuse. I can't explain it. You guys have to play that game to understand what I'm talking about. But Maquette's a worthy game of a playthrough, especially if you have, you know, a good couple hours to spend. Maquette, you could do worse than Maquette. Next, I'm going to talk about a movie called Spontaneous, which is a movie about spontaneous combustion. Basically, a bunch of kids at this high school are afraid for their lives because they, you know, at any given time they could spontaneously combust. And it's basically what it boils down to. It's basically a love story, a Shakespearean love story, much in the vein of like Warm Bodies. I don't know if anybody's seen Warm Bodies, but Warm Bodies is basically a take, a riff off of Romeo and Juliet. And that's kind of how Spontaneous is, but
is that the zombies in love story? Warm Body.
Yeah, Warm Body. That game or that movie is really good. I highly recommend watching Warm Bodies. It's a good take on the Romeo and Juliet aspect with a lot of good humor and a good love story, you know, if you like that type of stuff. But Spontaneous is along the same lines. It's a really good movie. You know, as the name implies, like these kids just start blowing up for no reason at any given time. And nobody knows why or how or whatever, but basically these kids are rounded up and, you know, the scientists are trying to figure it out and there's no figuring it out. It just happens. And it just involves a really neat love story. I don't want to spoil too much about what happens with that, but, you know, I highly recommend watching it. I give it a solid 8 out of 10. It's a really good change of pace horror movie. You know, at most of the movie is really humorous and you know kind of funny, and you know, I don't know, I really like that kind of for lack of a better term, spontaneous humor. but it's well worth your watch. It does turn slightly serious toward the end, which is good. You know, it just changes the tone of the whole movie towards the end, but it's a good movie, and I recommend watching it. You can buy it right now on sale, I believe, on Vudu for $5. So you know, it's worth a watch. Another movie I got a chance to watch yesterday and a little bit today, the ending, was a movie called Mom and Dad, starring everybody's favorite batshit crazy actor, Nicolas Cage.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Gary Busey.
No, well, close enough.
Nicolas Cage at least acknowledges he's a bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. Nicolas Cage is perfect for these type of movies. And basically, all this movie is about
I never saw Wicker Man.
Wicker Man's terrible. Don't bother with that movie. Watch the original. The original's great. The remake is absolute garbage. But anyways, Mom and Dad is a movie about basically parents killing their kids. That's the best way to put it. It's definitely a horror movie. And it centers on this family of four, these two kids trying to survive against their mom and dad. And Nicolas Cage is probably the highlight of this movie, although Selma Blair did a really good job as the mom slash wife. And, you know, a lot of insanity ensues. It's a batshit crazy movie. I liked this movie almost in its entirety. I did not like the end of this movie. I'm not going to spoil anything. But I also give this movie a solid 8 out of 10. I think it's well worth a watch. Just disregard
it. Is it Season of the Witch tier?
Is it? Is the ending, you find out that Nicolas Cage was really John Travolta the whole time?
I wish, man. That would have been a much, much more interesting ending than what we got. But it's still worth a watch, 8 out of 10. Alone, just to watch Nicolas Cage do his batshit crazy thing. And you know what? Nicolas Cage catches a lot of shit, but he's really good in a lot of horror movies, especially lately. Like, he did Mandy, which was a fantastic revenge movie. He did a movie called Color Out of Space, which is basically a Lovecraftian adventure horror movie. And then this movie, in all of them, he's batshit crazy. But he does.
I've always liked Nicolas Cage. He's good. Ever since I saw him in Raising Arizona, I've always been a fan of Nicolas
Cage. He's really good. He's really good in this movie, too. I mean, I like him. There's a movie he did. It was a sequel to, Bad Detective. It was that
Bad Cop?
No, it was Harvey Keitel starred in this movie. And it was a good movie, but then Nicolas Cage did a sequel, and it was equally as good. I'll have to look it up, but, you know, whatever. It was good. Let's see. MXT says, I heard Frank was hired as a consultant for the new Rome Total War because he is the last remaining first-hand source. How dare you, MXT? You're exiled. Francus Maximus Branchicus. How dare you, man. Breakman, why are you like egging him on, man?
It was you,
Dungeon appreciated this Season of the Witch Eric comment. How dare
Fox
you,
Fox News would back me up on this. This is
of course they would. So those are my reviews. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Break, you're up.
I'm sure I know yours, so I didn't. I left that off of mine, but I got a couple. One, I talked a little about last week. Like, I was just thinking about quitting Twitter, and Twitter just makes me so fucking mad when I get on there because it's just like, here's what the Republicans did today, you know, or here's their Joe Biden's failed today, and then Donald Trump's still not going away, and then there's fuck. And then, you know, of course, I was getting a little pissed, and I was like, fuck that shit. And, you know, I get in trouble saying fuck, and then I'm like, oh, really? Well, let's see how much trouble I can get in. And I started telling I don't remember which politician. I hope his balls fell off.
Didn't they already fall off?
Maybe. I forget who it was, but that I'm still on the ban for that one right now.
Oh, God, man.
But I've been like, fuck you, Twitter. Like, you let these guys come on here and spread these lies and shit, and then you'll let, like, the QAnon people off the hook and just
I've gotten those ban hammers before for the same reasons, and it there's no rhyme or reason to it, Break. Like, every once in a while you just get banned for the use of the F word. It's like,
yeah, what? It seems like fuck was that, like, the big
And it's like, you know, I saw a documentary on bad words, in particular the word fuck, and it's like, why people are so triggered by the use of that word is beyond me. Sometimes that's the only way you can express yourself is by saying fuck, you know, like, honestly, I don't understand
it's
the obsession.
Because people get it ingrained in their childhood. You know, it's weird. This is bad. You don't do this.
Tradition, man. Tradition. That's all it is.
Sometimes, and then I get so many people like, yeah, I've had arguments. Well, if you're cussing, the first one to cuss loses the argument or something like that.
That's
like,
not true.
That's the fucking weakest argument I've ever heard, you dipshit.
Yeah. Exactly, man. All right. What else you got, Break?
So besides Twitter and my irritation with them and them not doing enough, and obviously we've talked about like social media and how much Twitter and Facebook have had in helping a lot of the horrible crimes that have happened and enabling them, like the, you know, insurrection against the government. So Twitter, and then the other one goes to Georgia and the Republican Party, who've openly aren't hiding any attempts to say we don't fucking want you to vote.
Yeah, I mean, I understand their motivations, but they're nefarious at best, man. Like it just watching the governor sign.
It's illegal now to give somebody standing in line a bottle of water.
Yeah, there's got to be workarounds about at that though.
This is a law that was made directly targeting people. Like the people who had to wait in line. We don't want you there, basically. They're saying that, I mean, that was every black neighborhood, wasn't it? Those were the ones that were waiting in line where it was, like in some of the more prominent white neighborhoods, they didn't have any lines.
Right. Well, it's the whole gerrymandering thing. That in conjunction with gerrymandering is going to kill voting. So you can expect the Republicans to just sweep in Georgia next election.
You know what? If I ran a state next to Georgia, like, I would be advertising, like, hey, you want to get away from that shitty state? Like, here's some cheap housing over here or something like that, you know? Incentivizing people to come to your state because more people's better for you.
Right.
And I'm just hoping that big companies, like, protest. Like, Major League Baseball needs to, maybe, you know, stand up and say, isn't the All-Star game in Atlanta this year?
They won't do it, man. Like, the NBA had a golden opportunity. I talked about this before a few months ago, Break. Like, the NBA had there was some shit going on in Wisconsin, right? There was somebody got murdered. It was a black guy, of course. Even the fact that that's, not a thing anymore, that it's, it's just a black person that got killed. It's absurd.
Let's be more specific. An unarmed black man was killed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's always unarmed. Almost always, any incident. But, you know, the NBA could have went – like, there were a contingent of players that wanted to stop playing, period, end the season, and go to stand with the victims and start actual change. And guess what happened? Obama went and said, shut up and dribble. And that's what they did. They capitulated to fucking Obama, you know.
And
they had so much leverage.
They could have made a difference.
Yes,
they are in a perfect position for change.
LeBron James,
influential people.
Yep, LeBron James ruined his chance to be thought of as one of the greatest social changer in the world of sports. He ruined it. He had a chance. He could have been the man that made the change, or one of the men that made the change, and they didn't do it. So fuck the NBA, fuck MLB, fuck NFL. The NFL will never do anything.
No, they won't.
There are so far up their billionaire owners' asses
It happened in North Carolina, like where a lot of companies said, you know, no, for their transgender bathroom ban. A lot of companies said, you know, no.
It's like, kind of funny. They'll stand up for something like that, but they definitely don't want a $15 minimum wage, man. I mean, you mentioned that, and they shudder. Like, they, ooh. Yeah. Let's see. Break needs to stop saying no-no words, Weiland says. So, there you go.
No-no word. My bad. I'm sorry.
Freak says, this beer is good. Jokes. Mrs. Freak asks, $35 good? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
Who needs to vote? Just trust in us, MXT says. Trust in RP Grinders, MXT. There you go. All right, anything else, Break?
Just trust in our representatives who aren't representing you. Yay!
Right. Woo-hoo. Neither party either. Democrats or Republicans, they both.
They don't represent the Constitution. They don't represent the people. They represent themselves.
Money, wealth, corporations, and power. That's all they represent.
Power. It comes down to money and power generally,
Yeah. Just and big corporations.
Rich people get the money and, well, I mean, that's money.
Yeah, money and power, yeah. Dungeon said, we should be asking why gerrymandering is still a thing, but it's so systemic at this point, it's like the tax code. Yeah, you're
and
right.
We've had lawsuits about gerrymandering to have gone in favor of gerrymandering, which is another reason why it persists, because they've won in court.
Yeah, there's definitely no way you're going to take it to the Supreme Court now, and it's going to, you know, do anything.
I'm a quiet dorky dude.
Anything else, Break?
No. This is a depressing conversation.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get more.
The future doesn't look bright. I mean, it really, like, the future, the Republican Party is doing everything they can to make sure people have less and less power.
Yeah.
Go Power Rangers was said in chat. I don't know why.
Well, MXT says first you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the Power Rangers.
Oh. Go Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Are you not going to do this with me? Is this just me?
No, you know, you're doing good on your own, man. You know,
that didn't really sound like it. Oh, well.
Not really, man. You know, I was hoping for more.
I'll need to work on that.
Yeah, work on that, man. I mean, one day you're gonna be getting down on that harmonica, man. Yeah, you know. Literally. What? Here we go.
No, not on
us. Ah, not that. Jesus Christ.
If I could do that.
Oh, God. Man, that is the weirdest thing, man. I totally didn't expect an ad for, what is this? Na 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 Surprise Teens is the ad. Jesus Christ, man. There you go.
We don't want to
Yeah, I'll probably get banned for playing that on the show, man. I better not.
You didn't get to the hook, though. Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
They've got a power and a force that you've never seen before.
Ugh, I better not play anymore, guys.
I forgot there was singing.
Yeah, I know, man. I better not play anymore. But I did see the latest PlayStation girl video is online. I'm gonna have to check that out after the show. If you guys haven't checked that out, man, that chick's super hot, PlayStation girl. Anyways, Dungeon is dancing to the Power Rangers theme, so there you go.
I just remember Go Go Power Rangers. I didn't remember there was actual singing.
Yeah, there's actual singing to that song. Okay, where did I leave off? Break, you did your stinko. All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
Okay.
Go,
you know, Balan. You know the game Balan Wonderworld?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
It's Yuji Naka's latest game, and if you play the demo, you notice the game's not that great. Well, it gets worse.
Dear God.
Oh, Jesus. I was playing a Die Antwoord song that Freak 5 put in chat. I did listen to it. Freak 5. I like Die Antwoord. They're weird, but fun.
Derailment.
Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Anyways, it gets worse because apparently the final boss battle had a bug in it. They're saying it's a bug. I don't know if I believe them, but it triggered epilepsies in people.
Ooh, not good, man. You know, if you were a person...
So this is day one catch for the quote-unquote bug. But it just goes to show you just how half-baked this game was, that they couldn't even find that.
Yeah.
And along with the fact that the game has voice acting, but it was only in Japanese. It's like you localized the game, but you didn't localize it completely. Why?
Yeah. Go Power Singers!
It's not a very good game because I'm guessing there was studio development in issues, and then they had to meet Square Enix's tight deadlines, and this is what
in other
happened.
Words the publisher got involved with it than they should have. We're paying for it, we say what goes.
Here's
I'm hoping that what happened has a video about it later.
This is interesting,
but like charging $60 by a game is critical. So.
I think if I had epilepsy or if I had epileptic tendencies, I don't think I'd play video games. There's too much flashy doodah in video games, you know?
Yeah, and developers don't seem to give a fuck, apparently.
Yeah.
But there are games out there that are made for people who aren't epileptic.
Yeah. I mean,
you wouldn't have to completely give up gaming.
Well, no, but I don't think I'd play any of the mainstream games, Break, is what I'm saying. Anything that Nintendo produces, I don't think I'd be inclined to play. I mean, think about it. Mario always has flashy shit. Zelda.
Well, more than that, it's weird control schemes that Nintendo implements.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if I know that I have epilepsy or epileptic tendencies, I don't think I would want to play video games, like, or watch a lot of movies. Like, nowadays they have, like, warnings before movies that, you know, flashing lights and stuff like that, which is good. But, you know, I don't know. I'd probably would pass. Let's see. This song is great. Dear God, when I wake up, please can I have wings on my penis? Yeah, that's a Diane Ward song, Freak Vibe. It's good. It's good for you. Go, go, pole strippers. Exactly, Break, man. I don't want to hear anything from Square Enix after the monstrosity that was Avengers. Yeah, it's a terrible game. It had so much potential.
What's a mod release?
Yeah.
What's MOD stand for?
Mod release? I have no idea. What do you mean, like mods, like on PC?
No, I don't think it's that kind of mod.
Okay. Wyland says
movies on demand, maybe.
Maybe.
No.
Stinko, Warner Brothers made Batman vs Superman 4K remastered disc release a mod release instead of a
made
general
on demand.
One.
Okay, I was close.
Oh,
I had two of the words.
Yeah, made on demand.
So they're only producing disc if you ask for it?
Wow.
You probably have to pay a special price for it.
Month. That's a long time. Frank, what about the TNT doing a Brandy and Cody Rhodes reality show? I'm interested, MXT, in the fact that it's a couple of AEW stars that I like, but I'm not into reality TV show. I'll probably watch a couple episodes and get disgusted and stop watching, but that's how I am with almost any reality nonsense. So sold out everywhere, Wyland says. Yeah. Freak says, oh yeah, follow up on my post office problem.
Hey, at least you'll be able to get it on like a PS5 or an Xbox Series X.
Follow I gotta up. Say, of the movies I've seen in the DC universe, that was by far the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's like sold out.
Batman versus Superman wasn't very good, man.
No.
Like, okay. My Stinkos. Let's go.
I sort of have a review today, but I can't really add much more to what Brake said to Justice League. So,
yeah. I mean, I can talk about Justice League again.
I'll give it a score, though.
Okay.
What's your score? I felt like there was a lot of scenes that should not have been cut in the original, anything involving Cyborg.
Yeah.
But, well, like, there are things that bothered me,
like Cyborg was definitely the star of the movie, so like there was a lot cut out from his story, you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, there were things that bothered me, like Barry's introduction, like the stuff with Iris was just creepy.
I think the whole Ray Fisher Cyborg thing with Joss Whedon kind of played into that whole thing, man. They cut a lot of Cyborg
there's
shit
definitely
out.
Less jokes, which means Joss Whedon is fucking jokes, fucking.
Wyland says, shush your wrong mouths about Batman versus Superman. Break already got in trouble for no word. So you got to watch the gods there, Break, apparently.
Gosh darn it to heck.
Yeah, there you go. Freak says that this is the ongoing post office thing. He said the company finally got the books to the post office with an ETA of 9 p.m. Monday night. It went from postal facility to postal facility in Des Moines all day. It left one facility at 8. After 9, it removed the ETA from the tracking. Oof, okay.
Anyways, for the score, I'm going to give it... Let's see. The original release probably would have been like a...
4?
A 6. So this...
That's being kind.
I think I gave it like a 6 or a 5.5. So yeah. This is more like a 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it's better. So
6.5 to 7. No, I'll make it 7.
Wyland says Cyborg was great, and I don't like Cyborg. So there you go. I really like that they added what they added to Cyborg's story. His dad helped save the world, just as he did in Terminator 2. Exactly, Dungeon. then at midnight it said left the facility, that it had left at 8 p.m. It finally showed up at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Jesus Christ, man. That's crazy. MXD.
Okay, so what is the gray version that they're going to make? Like, is there going to be more scenes in it?
No, I think it's like a black and white.
It's just the black and white, like, basically what Logan did.
Yeah, yeah. Logan's a great movie, man. The Logan.
I know, but I have no desire to go see something in black and white just because that's the only catch.
Yeah, you know? I agree. If they added scenes, that'd be different, but.
Yeah.
Let's see. I need to acquire the Justice Gray version. I hope that they include it on the disc. Yeah, that would be cool. Okay. So my sister's an asshole. I'm just going to put that out there. I don't want to get too detailed, but she's just a worthless fuck. That's about as, candid as I can get there. Also, along those same lines, that, thing that Breakman alluded to earlier, Boulder, 10 people dead, in Boulder. And for people who don't know, Boulder is one of the most liberal cities in the entire country. It is known as Hippieville, you know, Libville. Like, there is, you know, so much going on in Boulder when it comes. I mean, you can't even smoke in public in Boulder. That's how, I guess, liberal they are. But 10 people, I've driven by that King Soopers a million times. King Soopers is Kroger, for those who don't know. It's a grocery store. Big grocery store chain here in Denver. I don't know if you've seen the video. I'm tired of talking about this, but it happens at least once a day here in the United States, and it's becoming more and more obvious that the reason that this is happening is because almost everybody in the United States owns a gun, and our gun laws are enacted by gun lobbyists. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. 10 people are dead because we can't even do things like background checks for people, you know, to see if they're capable, mentally capable of handling a gun. And it's sad. I don't know the particulars of why this guy did what he did. I don't know what the latest is on it. But, you know, there's a good chance that this guy should not have had the gun that he shot 10 people with. And they're dead, and their families will never see them again. I don't know what else to say. I mean, every time, you know, this happens, the politicians on either side, the Democrats always want at least a little bit of gun control, at least to save some type of face. The Republicans are adamant against it, and nothing ever gets done because Republicans always seem to get their way. So that's all I'm going to say on that. I think that's enough on that. What do you guys think?
I don't know what else to say. It's just going to keep happening as long as we have a country that doesn't take it seriously, as long as we have millions of people who think that their guns are more important than anything. In fact, the cop that was killed, his dad was going on like Fox and stuff saying, "I don't want his death politicized." Like, he loved guns.
Oh boy.
Like, he's very pro gun and stuff like that. You know?
You could be.
Son was just fucking murdered, and you're more worried about the inanimate object.
Yep, that's how these people.
I want to make a meme about the pro-life movement, but replacing the baby with a gun and a diaper.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, Eric. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, I think the vast majority of the American people want gun control, want sensible gun control. I like guns. I like to shoot guns. I think they're, you know, kind of awesome in a way.
There's no reason there shouldn't be a background check. But
absolutely.
Republicans always scream about keeping the guns out of the wrong people's hands and stuff like that. And more guns, like, good guys need guns. Like, how do we determine they're good guys if we're not checking?
Yeah. Yeah,
MXT
says
Republicans want to protect guns more than people.
They do. I mean, and, you know, it has to do with money and power again. The NRA again, which, man, isn't.
But it's not just NRA. Like, this guy is, you know, he's just an average citizen, and average people think like this.
And it's funny,
like,
because
his son was just murdered, and he's caring more about the gun.
You can have more than one school of thought when it comes to a particular subject, right? Like, I just told you guys, I like guns. I like shooting them. But I'm also in favor of gun control. Who in this United States should have an AR-15. And I say nobody. Nobody should have an AR-15. Why? It's an instrument of mass destruction. Like, you get an AR-15, you can rattle off 13, 14, 15 bullets in seconds. Like, it makes no sense for an average person to have that much firepower at their fingertips. If you're talking revolvers or maybe even Glocks or, you know, stuff like that, I guess. But like, you know, when you get into, like, these automatic and semi-automatic weapons, it's like why? Like, you're not hunting deer with that shit. And if you are, you're a complete fucking coward. I mean, you know.
I know. Are you trying to blow the deer the fuck away? Like,
right.
It's not why? Rain, though.
Why does Pete-flavored Pepsi exist?
I don't know. Let's see. Let me get caught up on chat. Only solution.
I'll try a peach Pepsi. That's all I'll do.
MXT says the only solution I see is to ban Boulder. How dare you, MXT? Boulder's a fine place, man. It's a good place to raise your kids. Good clean air. I don't like some of the laws there. Like, you can't.
Pepsi is already really sweet enough as it is. You want to have peeps to that?
Yeah. Freak says must be your younger sister. Hard for anyone to be older than you. Definitely younger. Freak 5. Still worthless. Let's see.
She's born around Egyptian time.
Frank or MXT says if Frank had an older sister, she'd be older than time itself. Exactly. Wonder Woman. Talking about DC. There was a ban on assault rifles that was reversed 10 days before the shooting. He bought the gun 6 days before. Yep, that's true too. Freak 5. Frank, let's see, MXT says, Frank, remember the good days before guns, the slingshot, the bow and arrow, the javelin. Those are the days when men were men. How dare you? That's a riff on my age, MXT. How dare you? Which one of you is reviewing Peep-flavored Pepsi? I will now not go anywhere near that because Peeps are disgusting. It could be good. Wine says, no, it cannot.
I think peeps are really good if you like feel like roasting marshmallows, like use them on a s'more.
No.
I know everybody in the world hates peeps. I don't hate peeps.
Oh God, I do.
Sugar covered marshmallows.
Disgusting.
And marshmallows are sweet enough.
I like marshmallows, like regular marshmallows, but the consistency.
And I don't like the texture of all that.
I agree. I don't like the texture of peeps. It's disgusting. It's gross.
I know. I'm outvoted. Like, I hear all the time people hate peeps.
Oh God, like, they're
peeps.
Gross.
I don't understand why people hate peeps.
I can't stand them, man. They're just. Yeah, I know you like them, Bernie. Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you.
God damn it! Get out of here. Jesus Christ. All right, let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Break, you're up. You're Sweeto of the week.
Mine, I finally started physical therapy. Thank God I need it.
Yes. Good, man. I'm glad.
I've been terrified of marshmallows ever since Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I know, MXD. Break, I'm happy to hear that, man. They working on your back, neck, all the above.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Yeah, good, man. Keep with it. And
In a few weeks, I'll hopefully be feeling a lot better.
Yeah, hopefully.
Freak
man.
Likes peeps too, but Freak likes everything. We determined there was nothing that you don't like.
Freak likes to have anal sex performed on them too, but that doesn't mean I want it performed on me, you know? So. No, you can't put a finger in my butthole.
Darn it.
Jesus, Bernie, what's wrong with you? Okay, Break, did you finish up? Sweeto?
No, I want to hear more about the conversation you and Bernie are just having.
We're not having that conversation.
Are we done with Sweetos, or are we moving on to free for all?
Get out of here. Sweet. What's that, Eric?
Are we done with the Sweetos?
Not quite.
Oh, yeah, we've moved on to Frank's sex life.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ, man. let's see. Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto, so.
I guess I can mention it, but I don't have COVID. My test came negative.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, shit,
man.
I forgot. I'm sorry, man. I completely forgot you had that.
No, that's good, Eric. I'm glad to hear that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank God.
Wyland,
so it's just the normal, I have a bug.
Yeah. Wyland says 7-Eleven has Peeps lattes. Ugh. Freak says, my Sweeto is that the game.
I only got that test because of incidents involving work that week and me not feeling well in the morning.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak says, my Sweeto is the Game Master system I ordered almost 3 years ago. Showed up on Sunday and it looks great. I mean, for 3 years, it should look fucking fantastic. MXT says, how is Road Rash 2 not the greatest Genesis game of all time? How dare you? Bernie sticking a finger in Frank's butt is Bernie's. How dare you, Freak Five? How dare you? Road Rash 2 is awesome. Yeah, just not awesome enough to make our list, Dungeon.
If you don't like the list, Frank made the list.
I didn't care for any of the Road Rash games.
Yeah, they were okay. I like Road Rash 2, man. It's good. Okay.
EA is Genesis output.
Did I do your Sweeto already, Break?
Yes.
Okay. Mine is I went to Blackhawk, which is a gambling town, and I won a little bit of money on the blackjack table. So I was pretty happy with that, you know. Won like $200. So I'm happy.
Blackjack, right. That's how you got the money.
Right. Yeah, I didn't hook on the street at all, Breakman. I did not hook on the
see,
street.
He said it. I did not say it. Everybody heard him. I was not insinuating anything. He openly admitted it.
How dare you. Weiland says, my Sweeto is that the steelbook for Mortal Kombat and MK Annihilation, comes out on Tuesday. Oh, man. Had that pre-ordered since January? Jesus, man. How dare you, Freak
comes
Five?
Comes out, what, beginning of April?
Freak Five. He's talking about the original.
Freak Five says he likes two fingers in his bum. So that's okay. Thanks, Freak Five, I guess. MXT
Wait,
says.
How would Freak know this?
How would he know that? MXT says, the steelbook for Annihilation should be welded shut so that it may never be opened. Dungeon said, Frank did the good thing. Walk away when he was ahead. I did, Dungeon. I was behind a little bit, actually, and then I made a major comeback and ended up being 200 ahead, and that's when I'm like, you know, I'm done. I'm good. That's good enough for me. All right. Let's move on to our free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all!
All right. Our tournament is culminating today for greatest Genesis game of all time. Got my dog distracting me with her damn barking. Jesus. We're down to 8 games. We're going to determine the greatest Genesis game of all time. And at the end, we will tell you what's going to be on our next poll for next month's tournament. So why don't we get right to it? Dungeon says, Frank's dexterity roll succeeds. He dodges the house and escapes. I did. I beat the house yesterday, Dungeon, for $200, which never happens.
MXT says, next up, greatest virtual boy game. I don't even think they made 64 virtual boy games.
What were they,
five? There are, but not really if you're not counting full releases, because some of those games didn't end up getting released.
Yeah. Weiland says, never thought I'd own Annihilation, especially on Blu-ray, but here we are. Okay.
It was more like you were kind of forced upon you right there.
Jay
like
from Annihilation was...
Combat, you gotta take this Annihilation now.
Yeah, exactly. MXT says, Jade from Annihilation was his first crush. How dare you? That's not a bad one.
Pink Ranger, though. I'm going to make sure Kimberly knows.
Yeah, there you go.
What was her name? I forget her real name. I'm going to make sure she knows you betrayed her with Jade.
Dungeon says, which Virtual Boy game is capable of the best migraines? You see, that's a better poll, man. Much better.
God, probably Wario for me, because that was the one that was like most intricate game, you know, trying to get through a stage.
I know.
I'm fine. I got through one. Then you try and get through another stage. Like, oh, yeah. Fuck me. I can never beat this goddamn game. This is too fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like that. I played it, but I never owned a Virtual Boy, but ugh. Okay. Let's get started.
Out every once in a while because the games are so much fun on the Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
Like the black and the red graphics didn't bother me at all because of how fun the games were. Like, even the tennis game was pure fun.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
but the headaches.
That's a nice set, Weiland. Nice set. And I usually only say that to women. So there you go. Okay. Let's get started
Whoa. You're going around telling women they have a nice set?
Well, I mean, if they're receptive to it. I mean, I tell Bernie that all the time. Yeah, nice set, you know?
You have to know beforehand, then.
Yeah, you have to know beforehand.
I thought we'd moved on past that, Frank. All
right, guys. Let's get started with finishing up this tournament. Let's start with the bottom here. Shadowrun versus Ghouls and Ghosts. I'm going to go first on this one. I dug Shadowrun, but Ghouls and Ghosts I like a lot. I really like the challenge of those old Ghosts and Goblins type games, even though this one was really, really hard. I don't think I ever beat Ghouls and Ghosts, honestly. But I like it a lot. I'm going with Ghouls and Ghosts. Breakman, what's
Ghouls and Ghosts? What was that other one?
Shadowrun.
Shadowrun. I never got to play the Shadowrun, even though I heard it's better than that Super Nintendo version, so I'm going to go Ghouls and Ghosts.
Okay, you, Eric?
Ghouls and Ghosts.
All right. Next matchup, Castlevania Bloodlines versus Comic Zone. I'm going to go with you, Eric.
Castlevania Bloodlines.
Okay, Breakman?
Sorry, I got to go Comic Zone. I love that game. I know it's balls out hard and completely unfair, but it's so unique and so creative. There were different paths you could take throughout the game, and just I love Comic Zone. I wish there were more.
I really like Comic Zone too, but the difficulty curve for me is like a downer. Castlevania Bloodlines also fairly challenging.
Yeah, that's the thing. Castlevania's fucking balls out hard too, especially I've complained about the ending multiple times on that. Like that's the most
A lot of the hardness in Comic Zone is random, though. You can get better at Castlevania.
Yeah, that's true.
You can get better at Comic Zone too. Like you got
it's like a different type of skill set is needed for Comic Zone.
Right,
to master.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
Before I give you my take on it, Freak says, the first time I went to a casino on my 21st birthday, I took $100 with me. That's when the slot machine still gave out coins when you won. I was playing a quarter slot machine, hit the prize just below the jackpot. That you had beginner's luck, Freak 5. That happens, and it's awesome.
I don't think I'd ever been to a casino that actually gave out coins. It was always like it's always been a little sheet of paper.
No,
I've always wanted to see that as a kid. Like I saw the coins coming down. Oh, that looks cool. And then you get to an adult, and I get a little sheet of paper.
It was kind of cool, man. Like I remember those days when the coins came out, man. And just to hear all those coins like out of the slot machine was cool. But they don't.
Well, it gives you the sound effect for it. Now you get like the sound effect of coins coming down and then a little sheet of paper prints out like you've won $20.
Yeah. He left with $500. That's awesome, yes. Freak 5. That's a treasure drop.
Well, last time I went gambling, I think I spent $10 and left with $1.50.
Yeah. All right. I think I'm going to go with Eric on this one. I'm going to pick Castlevania Bloodlines just barely because I think
one time I gambled, I turned $1 into $13, and that's when I stopped.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Well, that's a huge profit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, heck yeah. 13 to 1. Shit, yeah. Take your money and run, man, for sure. Yeah, I'm going Castlevania. Break, I agree with you 100%. Comic Zone was just a completely unique game, but man, oh man. What Eric says, it's like so random. Like, you can't, like, I don't know. I'll give the slight edge to Castlevania.
There's Medusa heads in Castlevania, damn it.
Yeah, but if you learn all the patterns and stuff, I mean, it becomes, you know, I mean, you can get through that game.
Yeah, you're going to have to learn patterns to beat it, though, or have a game unique.
Yeah, the end's rough, man.
At least the Medusas have patterns.
Yep. Okay, next
and
match.
You can always reaccount for your adjustment of where your character is placed at the screen because they do run on a timer.
Yeah. All right.
But
next
they are still assholes.
Yep. Next matchup, Golden Axe 2 versus Streets of Rage 2. Breakman, let's go with you first.
I always like Golden Axe more than the Streets of Rage series. And even though the Golden Axe has got better, I think, as they went along. And this is probably the best Streets of Rage that there was until modern times, obviously. I'm still going to go Golden Axe.
I don't know. Golden Axe 3 felt like a step down a little bit.
Yeah.
I did like the multiple paths, but like...
That's what I really liked.
But like, in the better graphical detail, but the actual game was kind of lacking.
MXT says finals will be either Final Fantasy or Fantasy Star 4 or SOR 2. Versus Ghouls and Ghosts. Really? Okay. You're that confident, MXT. You going to put money on it? All right. Eric, what say you? Golden Axe 2 or Streets of Rage 2?
Streets of Rage 2.
Ooh, so it's up to me. I think this time I'm going to go with Breakman. I agree. I like Streets of Rage 2 a lot. I think that's the best of the bunch, but I'm in agreement with Break. I really like Golden Axe 2, so let's go Golden Axe 2 there. Next matchup in this round, last matchup in this round, Final Fantasy. Why do I keep wanting to say that? Phantasy Star 4 versus Beyond Oasis.
Final Fantasy Star 4.
Yep, exactly. Final Fantasy Star 4. Eric, you go first.
That'd be so kind of wrong, Mac.
Yeah.
I'll go Fantasy Star 4.
Okay.
Fantasy Star 4 versus what was that one?
Beyond Oasis.
The game that I didn't even know. Yeah, I'm going Fantasy Star. I love Fantasy
okay,
Star.
Okay, it's a clean sweep. Beyond Oasis is definitely a unique game, but Fantasy Star 4 was a fantastic RPG.
Yeah.
So I'm going with that. Let's see. Yeah. I mean,
weren't we all sad when the captain died right at the beginning of the story? Like, yeah. No, she can't be dead.
Yeah. Freak, give me 500. Yeah, I think they do that.
I don't know. She died, like, not even beginning of the story. It's more like the 10-hour mark.
Yeah. Well, that's still kind of the beginning, right. You know.
It was close to, like, the beginning, but yeah, it was just like, oh, no.
Yeah, why? Freak 5's talking about how they hook you into gambling, and that's probably one way they do it. They know you're a first-time player, and they give you a little bit of extra money so you can come back.
Basically, it was just doing what Fantasy Star 2 did, but it had more of a significance because you got to know her as a character.
Yeah,
unlike Nate, didn't have any characterization, unfortunately.
MXT, his bracket has been busted. So, well, I don't know. You still got a couple of horses in this race, MXT. So let's see where it goes. All right, next matchup, we'll do it here. Breakman, you go up first. Final Fantasy. What? Fuck. Fantasy Star 4. Versus Golden Axe 2, Breakman.
Final Fantasy Star 4 versus Golden Axe
2. Yep.
Final Fantasy Star. I'm copywriting this. Hold on. That's a really good one. I know I've probably played Golden Axe 2 more, but I think of the RPGs like on the system, the Sega Genesis, like Fantasy Star 4 kind of blew everything else away. The story was so well told, and like we just talked about, like Eric was saying, it gave you an attachment to a character before it killed her off, you know.
Yep. So what do you think?
And it was a game that I was compelled to like play all the way through. Like I felt the need to keep playing it, you know.
Yeah.
So I go Fantasy Star.
Okay, Eric, what say you?
Fantasy Star.
Clean sweep, even though I think Golden Axe deserves better. I think Fantasy Star 4 is just, I mean, it's on a different level as far as games on the Genesis go.
It's also the most expensive Genesis game ever.
Yeah, yeah.
$100 for a cartridge.
Yeah.
That's why I rented it. I rented it multiple times, but I rented it.
Yeah. All right, Castlevania Bloodlines versus Ghouls and Ghosts, final matchup in this round. So then we get on to the championship
trick, though,
round.
Is because it has limited saves is you got to, like, rent it, like, as immediately when you're taking it back, like rerun it right then. Like, no, I want to keep this out again. I'll take this.
Yeah. I think in the 20.
If you don't,
just hold on to it and pay the late fee.
That's actually really good, Freak 5. He says he's only lost about $100 in the 20 years since he first went to the casino. So that's good, man. I mean, you know, stay away for the most part, but, you know, every once in a while it's good to get up there and have a little bit of fun. I go up there more for...
It was, like, the largest capacity Genesis cart that existed. That's why it was $100.
Yeah.
Because those carts were expensive.
Yeah. That's actually really good.
I forget how much I paid for Final Fantasy VI, but I remember it was a lot.
Yeah. 70, oh, Final Fantasy VI? Yeah. Jeez.
It was a lot.
All right. Castlevania Bloodlines versus... Castlevania Bloodlines and Ghouls and Ghosts, Breakman, who you got?
Oh, that's a good question. Capcom versus Konami. I've always liked the Castlevania franchise more, and I've said before, like, Bloodlines has some of the best level design. Even though it has that one level I really fucking hate, like that broken mirror level. Oh, shit, pissed me off. But other than that, like some of the, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa level, for instance, really great design. Ghouls and Ghosts has cheap ass deaths in it. So
I'm going with Ghouls and Ghosts. So it's going to be up to Eric.
Go Fantasy Star Rangers.
Dungeon. Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, there you go. I mean, yeah. Look. God, I can't play too much of that song. I'll get banned. Ban hammered from Twitch, man.
Like, skip forward. Get to the... Oh, that's right.
I have to go off the Bloodlines.
Well, like, where is it? Like, like in the song. Go, go, Power Rangers!
There you go. This is the version of the song they played during the show, not the intro. Yeah.
That's a good, good song though, man. It's really good. Do the Dragon Zord theme with quit encouraging him, MXT. What's wrong with you, man? Grinder Zord
will rise. All right. Yes, I want my own Zord.
Eric,
yes.
It's up to you. Castlevania Bloodlines versus Ghouls and Ghosts.
I just told you, Castlevania.
I mean, you son of a bitch.
Want their own Zord or Zoid or their own mech or big giant robot. I want.
At two, Eric? God damn it, man. None of my...
I've always been a bigger fan of the Castlevania franchise, though.
Yeah, right. I guess, man. Okay, final matchup. Here's the championship, guys. Phantasy Star 4 versus Castlevania Bloodlines. I think I'm going to go first on this one. Just to be a little controversial, I'm going to pick Castlevania Bloodlines. I think it's a great game. I really like Phantasy Star 4 as well, though. Eric, who are you picking?
Phantasy Star 4.
Okay. So it's up to Breakman. So if your choice didn't make it, blame Breakman. Breakman, what you picking?
I'm sorry, Frank, but I gotta pick Final Fantasy.
God damn it, both of you guys, man.
Final
Fantasy Star 4 wins the tournament. Wow, that was actually closer than what I thought. But I kind of figured Phantasy Star 4 would take it at the very beginning.
For one, we're an RPG cast, and for another, like, Ghouls and Ghosts, like, we'd really played it before at that point on the Nintendo, for instance. Yeah, it was a better version of that game.
I'm not upset.
It's still the same thing.
I'm not upset. Fantasy Star 4 was just...
It's a great story.
Yeah, it's a great... Go, go, Fantasy Star Rangers! Summons Dracfulzord. Darkfulzord?
Darkfulzord.
Darkfulzord.
I'm not going to be picky at all. I want my own, like, big giant robot. It could be, like, a robot, like, look like that, or it could look like an animal or a dinosaur. I don't fucking care. I'll take it.
A giant robot that looks like Breakman.
All right, so Phantasy Star 4 is the greatest Genesis game of all time. MXT says, next tourney, best PlayStation game.
PlayStation, okay, so I went with Game Boy, but PlayStation's another choice.
Okay, he went with Game Boy. I'm going with, check this out, guys, more modern. I'm going to go with PlayStation 4 games. Breakman, what is your pick?
I'm going with the best PlayStation game because MSG just offered me $50.
I think 4 is still too recent because they're still making PS4 games.
That means the whole tournament would be rigged, Breakman. So I don't know if you want to go down that.
I don't care. $50. I have no scruples.
Here's the thing: MXT gets two votes, so your vote won't even count. But $50, right?
I don't care as long as I get the $50. I don't care who wins. I got $50.
This episode is sponsored by MXT. We should do that. Like, have sponsored shows. Like, you know,
Legend of Dragoon doesn't even deserve a place on the table, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Tournament is rigged. Elections are rigged. What's the big deal? He says. Okay, so Eric's pick is Game Boy. Greatest Game Boy game of all time.
That includes Game Boy Color and Super Game Boy games.
Yep, not Power games. Not the Advance, not Game Boy Advance. Just all the color and non-color stuff.
I mean, a lot of the Game Boy Advance games were just remakes of the older games. Anyway,
there were some good ones.
Were new ones. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying a lot of like the good ones. Like, here's a remake of Super Mario 3.
Yeah,
you can get the e-reader for it. E-reader sucks, but there's some cool ones.
I used to have the e-reader, man. That thing sucks. Eric, you just got exiled by MXT. Should I exile MXT? I probably should.
Yes.
Okay.
Elections are rigged.
Okay, so. Guys. So there's...
What was your choice, Frank?
My choice is PlayStation 4 games.
They're still making PlayStation 4 games, though.
No, not really. It's coming to the end, man. Like, that's... I mean, come on. Let's be realistic.
We got a year left on them.
I'm still doing it, man. PlayStation 4. I mean, it's going to be in a poll, so if people don't like it, won't.
There are more than enough games on the platform, but still.
There are a plethora of games on the PlayStation 4, so that's what I'm picking, and I'm sticking to it. What are you picking, Brake?
Unless your thought process is, we'll probably not see quality PS4 titles anymore.
Yeah. What are you picking now, Brick?
I am going with what is the best gaming mascot.
Best gaming mascot. Ooh, I like that, man. That's cool.
Mario, right. Sonic, Chief, you know, there's tons of mascots out there.
Yeah.
Pikachu. We have to include
Freak knows. See, now Freak's trying to steal my answer.
We have to include Jack Frost from the Megaton.
Well, you said mascot. That's a little different than video game character, right?
Well, it's the same. I mean, essentially the same thing, but he's trying to steal my idea like I stole his idea last week. This is ridiculous.
Okay, well, there's the three. Just put those three in the poll, break, and there you go. Larry Laffler.
Larry Laffler's video game. Okay, that's,
Okay, so there you go. There'll be a poll. Check out RP Grinders at RP Grinders on Twitter right after the show. I believe Break will put that on soon.
I'd like to nominate Murray from Monkey Island.
Yeah, Murray from I can see that. There you go.
I never played Monkey Island game.
They're fun.
I'm pretty sure his name was Murray. He's the talking skull.
I have the remastered version on my 360, but I haven't really played it.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Make sure you guys go to at RP Grinders on Twitter. There will be a poll soon later tonight, and
I'm setting it up now.
You'll have every day this week up until I believe Thursday or Friday or Thursday to pick. And Freak Pipe says Booger Man. There you go. That is my idea that you stole. Yeah. So there you go. And then you guys pick, and then that's what the tournament will be next week. So you guys will have to tune in next week to find out what won the poll. But my pick is PlayStation 4 games. Eric is Game Boy games. And Breaks is...
And that's Game Boy and Game Boy Color, right?
Game Boy and Game Boy Color, yes. And Breakman's choice is going to be video game mascot. Best video game mascot. So there you go. All right, that was a good end to the tournament, guys. I'm actually okay with Phantasy Star 4 winning the whole thing. All right.
If Mario Land is on that list, I'm just going to walk out. I'm just done.
Mario Land? On what list?
Yeah, that's such a terrible game.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an okay game, but like compared to like what came afterwards, it's dog shit.
Yeah, like the Wario Wario was really good, but that was not a good game.
Yeah. Okay. I think that wraps it up for this edition of RP Grinders, guys. We're at the end. Let's do our plugs. Eric, actually, let's go with Breakman. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at April. You can follow me at April O'Neill. You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna use Breakman. I don't know.
Come on, Breakman.
Sometimes I'll go on there. I guess I just. Mario Land 2 was a very good game. Yeah, and then Wario, I think it was called Wario Land, was the third one that was also very good.
Yeah. Okay.
But that game was not good.
That it, Break?
Yep, I'm putting Attorney up on the Twitters right now.
Oh, awesome. Okay. That's live now?
Tweet sent.
All right. There you go. All right, Eric, you're up.
You can find reviews I have written on BostonBashBrigade.com. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, you could go to my Patreon and send me as little as a dollar, or if you can't, tell someone else, maybe they can. It would help out. And I also do audio reviews, or will be doing more of those. It just depends on when I have time to do something, or if I'm not too tired or whatever, because I haven't been writing lately because all of my work I've been doing.
Yeah.
But definitely going to get around to it this weekend, though. I've got no obligations or obsessions to deal with. I mean, I'm still playing through Yakuza, but I can pull away from it long enough to do something. But my link to my Patreon is on my Twitter profile, which is @ArpyG.
Yep. I'll just let everybody know that the poll, the best PlayStation 4 game is ahead with 100% of the votes, just to let everybody know.
That's because you're the only one that voted.
I was just about to say, because the only person voted was me. So, okay.
I don't know if I'll be able to vote. I still have 3 days and 12 hours of ban left.
God, man. Awful. Well, I'll have Bernie vote in your absence.
I shouldn't tell people
can.
I hope their dicks fall off. You know, even though I think they're horrible pieces of shit who've betrayed the country and American people, and it would be good for us if their dicks fell off and they had to go worry about that instead of being politicians.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. My plugs are as follows. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems RP grinders with capital RPG where it matters. I want to thank everybody that was in chat today. We had a really, really nice chat today. Not the usual trolls, except for maybe Freak 5 and MXT. Freak 5 was in there. MXT was in there. Blotches was in there. Thanks for being in there, Blotches. Casino Thanks was in there. We were just talking about casinos. Commander Root, Wyland, and our good friend Dungeon Buster. So thank you guys so much for joining. If you're on the archives, thank you all for listening. If you want to join us live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern Time, twitch.tv/RPGrinders, or you can search RP Grinders on YouTube, and I do have both chats up. So thank you all.
It's food quest time.
Yeah. I want to also say go watch Spontaneous. It's a pretty damn good movie.
Is that on Shudder?
No, it's on Vudu and all the other services. It's like $5 to buy. It's worth $5.
Is that where Slacks is too?
Slacks is on Shudder. Slacks is a good movie. I highly recommend watching Slacks as well.
Is Dad, Mom and Dad on there?
Mom and Dad is not. It's
I think it's on Netflix, isn't it?
It might be on Netflix. Hulu? I don't think it's on it might be on Hulu.
I thought it was a Netflix exclusive. Maybe it's a Hulu exclusive.
It has to be in Hulu because it's not on Netflix. I have Netflix, and I actually bought Mom and Dad because it's you know, Bernie's been wanting to watch that movie forever again. And, you know, so there you go. Let's see. What else? I had something else. If you can donate to the victims of the Boulder tragedy, do so, please, because you know, it's a tragedy that happened up there. Hopefully we can get some people to vote for stricter gun restrictions. I'm not saying take away people's guns. I'm just saying enough is enough. And
I am, because I'm just clearly people have proven that they aren't ready for them.
Yeah. If we're going to have an ominous conversation about guns, we really need to start talking about handguns, because handguns kill more people, period. Just there are more handgun deaths in a year than... Oh. I mean, there's probably more handguns deaths in a month than there
then
are
again,
assault rifle kills in a year.
Yeah.
Then again, I think a bigger problem is the fact that people don't go to therapy enough, and people don't do that because they don't have money, so people need more money.
Not just that, but there's also the stigma against it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we still do not take mental health seriously in America.
No, we don't. You know, that's where Republicans, they're pivoting towards, oh, the person was crazy, he's got mental health issues, but they never want to fund any mental health, you know.
And they don't want to do background checks to find out if those people exist.
Right.
Like,
and it's so weird.
They do everything, like, they say they do one thing, and then they do the exact opposite to counteract it. Like, it just, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Get your vaccines if you're able to.
I'm still not able to. I think... I didn't hear what we were down to, and at last I heard we're down to like 60 in Ohio.
Yeah,
I think by April we'll finally be able to open to the 16 plus crowd.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not opening up a Blockbuster with you, MXT. He wants to open up a chain. I wonder, do people on probation who get thrown back in jail if they can't pass a drug test? How is that affected if they have a medical marijuana? They can't, Freak 5. They absolutely cannot, even if they have a medical marijuana card.
I went to my parents' house to do laundry on Sunday, yeah. And they had gummy CBD candy.
Yeah. Dungeon said he got his arm got sore when he got a shot. Are you that old?
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, that always happens to me every shot I get.
Happens.
I just hope they didn't hit the wrong place and your shoulder gets fucked up for like a year.
Nah, he should be okay. Go Power Blockbuster. How dare you, Dungeon? Don't encourage MXT. Damn it.
I forget where I was watching it, but there's a documentary about like the last Blockbuster.
There's no more. It's gone now. But
It's gone now.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that might have been the end of the movie. I think it was still open.
I'm pretty sure it's over. I think it was in Alaska or somewhere.
It was in Oregon. The last Oregon? Blockbuster location was in Oregon.
Yeah.
Let me look, because there were like four at one point, and three of them were in Alaska. All of those closed.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There's one more in Oregon, MXT says. It's a franchise, he said. Yeah, it has to be a franchise. There's no corporate.
Yeah, I watched the documentary. It was just last year, and it's still around. It's still there.
I guess. It won't be the only one left for long, right?
It's Blockbuster in name only, though. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, MXT.
Well, it's owned by, the name is owned by, I forget who, they mentioned in the documentary, and basically it just comes to them renewing the lease to own the, to use the Blockbuster name.
Yeah. Okay.
It's getting renewed, so they can use it.
A coworker wants to move there simply because of watching that documentary. Oregon's a fine place to live.
There were people in the documentary like, this is my lifetime dream to be here, and there was somebody who's taken his vacation from Europe to see the last Blockbuster. And I'm like,
wow. That's crazy. Dish Network owns the name. They renew the franchise agreement, MXT says. So there you go. Okay. That's all we got for today.
A trip to see like the last dinosaur, but last video store.
Yeah. Oh, you could go to Ken Ham's amusement park thing where there's dinosaurs and shit there alongside humans, which never happened, but whatever. Okay.
Dinotopia.
Yeah, Dinotopia. All right, that's all we got for today. You guys have anything else before we get out of here?
No.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out.
Oh, it's just
Literally,
right
everybody.
Work. Awesome. Okay. Oh, that does bring up a good question in chat. What do you think of the